You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The festival foods on Northland in Appleton was evacuated for about an hour Thursday morning. The business said a fire alarm sounded due to maintenance on a sprinkler system. The store was evacuated just before 9 a.m. No damage was done, and the Appleton Fire Department allowed shoppers and employees to return to the store after a sweep of the property. A 33-year-old Outagamie County woman is accused of using falsified records to collect food stamps and child care. Larae Cummings of Hortonville was charged in Outagamie County Court on Wednesday with three counts of identity theft and one count each of failure to disclose an event affecting eligibility and misstating facts on a food stamp application. According to the criminal complaint, Cummings collected $58,000 in food share and child care benefits over 5 years. Cummings will return to court on October 3rd for a preliminary hearing. Air quality issues have been more frequent this summer in Northeast Wisconsin as smoke from Canadian wildfires drifts our way. Joanne Krulatz reports that some lawmakers are fed up.
Republican lawmakers are blaming Canada for not preventing and containing wildfires, whose smoke has fouled the air in several states this year. In letters expressing outrage and indignation, they're demanding more forest thinning, prescribed burns, and other measures. They warned the smoke is hurting relations between the countries and suggested the U.S. could make it an issue in tariff talks. But they don't mention climate change, caused primarily by burning fossil fuels like coal and gas. Scientists say that's a glaring omission that also ignores the U.S. contribution to heat-trapping gases that help set the stage for more intense wildfires.
8th Congressional District Representative Tony Weed of De Pere is one of the lawmakers who have written the sternly worded letters to Canadian
officials. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State
Legislature would block certain medical debt collection actions. The legislation was introduced in the state Senate on Monday and would block those debt collection actions in cases where hospitals do not fully comply with price transparency requirements. The Department of Health Services would be responsible for monitoring compliance with the price transparency requirements, which would include hospitals keeping a full list of standard charges that is updated annually and accessible without a login or a paywall. With the signing of legislation by Governor Tony Evers last week, qualified registered nurses in Wisconsin will now be allowed to practice more independently. The Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Modernization Act will allow those specifically qualified registered nurses to operate independently and without the need for a collaborative agreement with a physician, as long as health cases don't fall outside of their areas of expertise. Officials say the legislation will improve healthcare access across the state, especially in rural and underserved communities. A Manitowoc City Council alderman was killed this week in an automobile accident. 58-year-old Jim Bray has been part of the Manitowoc government for over three decades. Manitowoc Mayor Justin Nichols called Bray a pillar of local government. Bray also served on the County Board of Supervisors, and in July, he stepped down from the board to start a new term as county treasurer. Manitowoc County Executive Bob Ziegelbauer said they will likely wait until September before appointing a new treasurer. Bray was the sole occupant of a vehicle when it crashed into a building on South 26th Street Tuesday night. You may know the name Abelite from its 7 thrift stores in Wisconsin, but it's more than that. It's a nonprofit assisting adults with intellectual or developmental disabilities.
So 100% of our profits go back to fund the services that help people with disabilities.
That's Laura Chironzi, district manager of Abelite Thrift Shops in Wisconsin. She explains that over 40% of their employees are adults with disabilities.
And many of them have been with us for over 14 years and have developed within their roles. So have come as a volunteer, went into a sales associate, and then moved on to a keyholder status.
But that's not where the service ends.
We do everything from housing insecurities, dealing with isolation, health and wellness, employment issues. So we have group homes, camps, some independent living services. So quite a few things go beyond our actual thrift shops.
Sharonzi said AbleLite's mission is not something that's just written on paper. It's something that you can see in the thrift shops and in the community.
AbleLite wholeheartedly supports and advocates for all people with developmental disabilities to ensure that they have security, dignity, and hope. And not only is that our overreaching mission, but I really feel like if you walk into a store, and especially our Green Bay store, you see that.
There are 7 AbleLite thrift stores in Wisconsin: Appleton, Eau Claire, Horicon, Neenah, Wausau, and Watertown. The AbleLite thrift shop in Green Bay will open in its new location at 2269 True Lane in Ashwaubenon in September. For more information on AbleLite, you can visit AbleLite.org. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Jordan Love back at camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers joint practice sessions with the Colts here in Indiana. Quarterback Jordan Love rejoined the team after having surgery on his left hand in Los Angeles Tuesday.
Had a thumb injury, torn ligament in my thumb. We did a surgery to repair it. UCL injury. So, yeah, just had a surgery and, on the road to recovery.
Love with a cast that covers his left arm. The Badgers training camp continues in Madison. Have they improved their D-line? Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel.
You know, I feel really good about the front four in terms of depth. I think we can really keep them fresh, which is critical. I mean, it's great to be bigger and stronger and longer and all that stuff, but if you're tired up there, you know, fatigue makes cowards of us all, right? So I'm really excited that we're going to be able to keep them fresh there.
Baseball, the Brewers in Cincinnati tonight to take on the Reds at Great American Ballpark. Milwaukee hoping to tie a franchise record of 13 wins in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I want to date you. Those are the words of Travis Kelce, but he wasn't talking to me. He says that is how he courted girlfriend Taylor Swift. Swift and Kelce discussed their courtship and all its simplicity on her recent appearance on the Kelce Brothers New Heights podcast. Sure, Kelce might have sounded like a Neanderthal, but on their first date, Swift asked what it was like for Kelce lining up and seeing his brother on the other side of the ball in the Super Bowl. Both Kelce's played offense. Sinead O'Connor will be the subject of a new biopic, according to Variety. Nothing Compares to You, named after one of O'Connor's biggest hits, will focus on the younger years and career of the singer-songwriter who at times could be controversial. In 1992, O'Connor famously ripped up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live after a performance and said, "Fight the real enemy." O'Connor died in 2023 at the age of 56 of natural causes influenced by obstructive pulmonary disease. How heartbreaking can show business be? Believe it or not, no one knows more than Matt Damon. Despite his crazy success, Damon said in a recent interview that he and acting partner in crime Ben Affleck both were up for roles in Dead Poets Society in the mid-80s. Damon said he and Affleck both got called back for big roles. Not only did neither one of them land a role in the film, Damon said their summer job was at their local cinema, which Dead Poets Society played at all summer. More Matt Damon near-miss news. The Good Will Hunting star says director James Cameron offered him the lead in Avatar and 10% of the profits. Damon said at the time he was shooting The Bourne Ultimatum and knew he would be needed for post-production, so he turned Cameron down, along with probably what amounted to a few hundred million. In a business where getting a break or a little bit of luck is everything, Damon has still managed to eke out a living despite the big whiffs. God does not hate Matt Damon. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny, a little muggy today. Our high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible. Our low down to around 71. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.